Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Natalie with your 8 a.m. Headlines. In local news, the upcoming two-week closure of Water Taylor Bridge has raised debates about its future again. Brisbane City Council has announced the 88-year-old bridge connecting Chelmer and Indooroopilly will be closed for maintenance from the 13th to the 30th of September. RACQ's Head of Public Policy, Dr. Michael Kane, said a duplication of Water Taylor Bridge was required by 2041 based on forecast traffic modelling, while former Transport Minister Mark Bailey urged the Council to design and fund the replacement bridge to deal with the bottlenecks.
Former principal of Oxenford State School in Gold Coast has been arrested for grooming minors. The principal, Patrick Brady, was found grooming children in the Philippines using encrypted messaging apps. No evidence shows the victims include students from the school. He is charged with possessing child exploitation material, using of carriage service for soliciting child abuse material, and grooming for sexual activity outside of Australia.
In national news, the coalition has promised that under a future Dutton government, the Australian embassy in Ukraine will be reopened and that Australian ambassadors will return to the currently vacant office being rented by our government. Opposition Foreign Affairs spokesperson Simon Birmingham criticised the Albanese government's refusals to return to Kyiv, recognising the efforts made by other countries to assist the vulnerable nation. Birmingham continued to explain that by contributing to aid efforts and falling behind in comparison to the other 70 countries that have returned to Ukraine, Australia is being judged by autocrats and aggressors unfavourably.
Superannuation fund Shieldmaster Fund may have misused investors' money for personal use. Property developer Paul Chiodo, who is linked to the fund, allegedly used $4.3 million to buy a penthouse for his wife. He has denied the allegation in court. Industry watchdog ASEC also claims to have found questionable transactions of $480 million involving Shieldmaster Fund. ASEC told the federal court that the money was used for overseas property and events with sports stars.
In international news, there will be a series of ceasefire periods in Gaza so that children can safely be vaccinated for polio beginning on the 1st of September. The first case of polio in the region in 25 years was detected in a 10-month-old, raising concerns from the European Union as well as many other humanitarian groups. UN agencies will likely distribute up to 640,000 oral vaccines to children across the territory over a series of 3-day periods.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 7. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.